absorb light. Exception is the mirror. Mirror will reflect it. So we say everybody is consuming love. Become the one which will reflect it, which will turn it around, which will give it to others. This is what we are looking for. And for this, before going to all the blah 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 blah, talking about the presentation and the mirror for the Joseph, then the guy who turned around and Balaam and Ba'ul and Harut and Marut, you see, all these stories will come to do what? To explain this. He brought it out of the story in here and I said, listen, there is some saying, maybe you should remember it. And in the time of Muhammad, they remembered it. In the time of Rumi, everybody remembered it. And in my childhood, there was a place to remember those words. One saying, simple saying, that believer is the mirror of the believer. Why? First of all, mirror, a believer should become a mirror, that we know. But the believer will become a mirror for believers, because magic happens over there. Why? Because of one simple stuff. What is the difference between the mirror and the other stuff? The mirror will not absorb or consume. The light is not consumed. Right? Let's look at it differently to understand that quality for a person. Who is a mirror person? The one with no self-projection, right? Mirror is selfless because mirror doesn't show itself. Everything tries to show itself, right? Mirror doesn't. That's the first thing. Amazing thing about the mirror is that mirror is not made by adding things together, by eliminating. Polishing is eliminating. What will be eliminated in a polish? The superficial stuff. The surface will be polished, then the mirror. Superficial stuff in me is my animal. The tendencies of this animal should be polished. This is why, let's go back. This is why I have to endure the punishment. Remember the story of tattoo? He said, of course, we're not talking about becoming suddenly happy. This is a hard work. And you have to endure the pain because you are going to lose a part of you to gain something else. Why should you lose a part of you? Because you are like a bottle, full of yourself. There is no place for something else. That's what animal is. The reality of animal kingdom is this. Right? So every animal is full of itself. Me? I want to add something there. So I have to make place. This is it. Make place with what? Let's say you go to a trip, and in this trip you find lovely furniture. You buy it, you send it home. When you come back, before the trailer is here, you have to make place for it. And if your house is full, there is no place. You have to get rid of something. What? What should you give up? No, the things you don't need anymore. especially the one you didn't choose. Yeah, heritage is there. You will find a lot of stuff in you which is the reminiscence of the people in the past. Get rid of them! Oh, we'll come to tradition, you will see how Rumi disapproves the tradition. He did. Before finishing book one, he mentioned it. Remember, he said, if you're used to do something and you do it just because you're used to it, even that doesn't count to me. You have to be there. You have to be a part of it. This is the point. Before going forward, remember this point. I was trying to make this point right at the beginning. Do you remember at the beginning I was insisting on something? The poetic language in here. You know, one of the good things about the poetic language is you have to embark. You have to be a part of it. Therefore, you could be responsible. When you understand this poetic understanding, it's your interpretation. You choose it, you understand it, therefore you could be responsible. Because here, remember, responsibility was the key, remember, was the first thing. The first thing that divided Adam and Eve from Satan was responsibility. Something happened, Satan said, you wanted it to happen, Adam and Eve. You remember that. So he went to all that bag and he said, remember, you have to be polished and get rid of what is written on your chest. Because you need to become that mirror. It becomes intuitively, 3145, it becomes intuitively and undoubtedly aware of our inmost thought, because the true believers is the mirror of the true believer. Mu'min, alayhi mu'min. Good. Now, he said, okay, now let me talk about something. You are the dualistic fellow, remember. Your intelligence says good or bad, up or down, and things like that. He said, okay, let me give you a very good example here. There is power and there is knowledge. What do you do with these two? So, no, you are the dualist fellow and you have the power in your left hand and knowledge in your right hand to work with both of them. I suggest you will give place to the third one in front of you. The vision. This is what RF is. So in a way, he categorized these Irfan, this beyond the logic stuff. The third one is that there is a power, there is knowledge, and there is vision. Because power and knowledge, both are just instruments. They're not the result. You like the power to use it, right? You want the knowledge to use your power the best. Both are for using. Both are yours, in your hand, left and right. But there is something in front of you. What about that? Which is out of you. So, he made a story for this. But what was he saying, really? Let's forget this story and definition of this. He was talking about what? The necessity of you coming out, right? Look at the end of this paragraph, which is not a very long one, and it was the story of power in here, knowledge over there, and in front of you the RF. At the end he said, everybody is here to be born again. You remember something like that? 31:54. Whoever is born beautiful from the loin of creation, a mirror must be placed before him. This is what it is. Really, if you want to know it, it's as simple as this. It works like that. In reality, in physical existence, the conditions will be met for life to give birth. This is what's going on around, right? This happens even to us. The difference is the animal which is born will grow up and will give birth to the same thing, right? Maybe a little bit improved. That's it, right? With us, it's not like that. We are born from our mother, then we will be born again from ourselves. Because this is what the imagination is all about. And over there, we could go to creating new culture for the future. That's what will happen. But this, the first birth is natural, so it depends on nature and physical conditions. The second one is a spiritual. And when you are born in the spiritual space, then you are beautiful. You are a believer, and the mirror should be in front of you. Remember, mirror should be in front of another mirror. That's what we want. Do you know why?
The infinite reflection.
There is the only way that you could experience the image of infinity. The only way is that. In the middle of two mirrors, you have infinite picture, period. Therefore, we say, that's where the beauty is. When the light will be infinite, like a candle between two mirrors. That's what we are looking for. He talked about that, and he said, and let me tell you something else. If you want to know it romantically, and remember it like this. You know what? I'm talking about the mirror. What do you think about the mirror? He said, it depends. If you're very beautiful, you love the mirror. Beauty loves the mirror. That was the last verse. Expand it in your imagination. What is the beauty? Do you remember what the beauty is? We know, once upon a time, there was nothing. Zilch. It was only God. Do you remember that story? What do we know about him? He's beautiful. That's the only thing we know. And the beauty loves the mirror. Because the beauty will double with the mirror, right? So do you need another motivation to become a mirror? If you believe in this, if you believe that the beauty is here, what's your objection of becoming a mirror? That's what it is all about. Because showing off belongs to the matter. Touchable matter has that capacity. Reflecting is something we're looking at, right? And why? Ha ha ha. Look at the story of the Joseph. He starts with the story of Joseph. The first story is very simple. First paragraph. The guy will talk about the problems of his past.